AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The next target for President Trump's immigration crackdown appears to be Charlotte, North Carolina. That word from the Mecklenburg County Sheriff, who says federal agents could arrive as early as this weekend. The Justice Department's filed suit to block California's new U.S. House map, approved by voters just last week. And Jennifer King reports the result of another election's finally in.
Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell, a centrist Democrat, has conceded the mayoral election to progressive activist Katie Wilson in another victory for leftist Democrats.
I just spoke with Mayor-elect Katie Wilson to congratulate her on a hard-fought victory.
Harrell, who served three terms on the city council, led in early results, but late arriving votes broke heavily in Wilson's favor.
There were over 15,000 new registered voters. The young people believe their voices are not being heard.
Katie Wilson is a Democratic socialist with no previous experience in elected office, a community organizer who decided to run when Harrell opposed a plan to tax the rich to help pay for affordable housing.
It is hard for me to believe now that when this year began, I had no intention of running for any type of political office, let alone mayor of the largest city in the Pacific Northwest.
Wilson will be leading a city with 13,000 employees and a significant budget shortfall. I'm Jennifer King.
European Union officials are warning Ukraine it must keep cracking down on corruption. This in the wake of a major scandal involving the state's nuclear power company. Sam Yakulab reports from Kyiv the alleged kickback scheme has prompted the justice and energy ministers to resign.
The feeling here in Ukraine is one of despair. One lawmaker said to me, it is incomprehensible that while Ukrainians were suffering from power outages, that up at the top, people were stealing money. The concern is also, how will this look to European and American partners at such a critical time in this nearly four-year war?
This is AP News. France Thursday remembered a terror attack.
132 in all. The French capital mourned the dead and innocents lost on November 13, 2015, when nine Islamic State group gunmen and suicide bombers struck within minutes of one another at several locations in the deadliest violence to strike France since World War II. Coordinated attacks targeted the packed Bataclan Concert Hall, cafes, the National Stadium, with France's national trauma likened to that of 9/11 in the U.S. France is also proudly recalling how Parisians came together, looked after each other, and slowly but surely rebounded with, as France's President Emmanuel Macron says,
l'esprit de résistance.
The spirit of resistance. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.